After months of bitter campaigning and millions of dollars, Republicans in New Jersey have chosen their party's nominee for governor. He is Doug Forrester, a longtime businessman who pulled in about 36% of the vote and defeated six other candidates. The Garden State GOP is pledging to rally around Forrester, who quickly began attacking the man who easily won the Democratic nomination, John Corzine. Joining me now to talk about primary results across the state is WNYC's Bob Henley. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Sotirios.
Well, polls indicated a race too close to call heading into Tuesday, but Forrester took an early lead and maintained it throughout the evening. What was his victory celebration like?
Well, the Westin Ballroom in Princeton was packed when Forrester took the stage just before 11 p.m. For about a couple of hours, I had known Forrester had won once I heard from sources that Forrester had carried conservative Sussex County, Monmouth, Middlesex, and Ocean, places where Schindler had to claim victory, you know. And so then the drama was centered on when and if Schindler would concede before Forrester declared, say, really a must to project party unity. Now, Schindler did finally call to concede, but in one of those oddities of history, had to do it by voicemail. A few minutes later on the victory dais where the Christy Whitman-type pro-choice Republicans with Forrester. Because remember, this wing of the party had taken a drubbing by Schindler 4 years ago when their candidate, former Congressman Franks, had been defeated by Schindler's pro-NRA and pro-life grassroots campaign.
Now, Forrester immediately came out swinging against Democratic nominee John Corzine. Here he is last night giving his take on Corzine's voting record in the Senate.
He's voted 125 times in Washington already. He hasn't even finished his first term. And he's voted 125 times to raise taxes, $280 billion worth.
Bob, what do you think this campaign will be like?
First of all, no summer break for voters, because these two multimillionaires are going to go at each other what I'm going to refer to as the new feudalism now. That's where only millionaires seek higher office. We're going to have ads throughout. There'll be no, like, pre-Labor Day break. Also, I think you're going to see Forrester try to link Corzine and his past contributions to a number of political bosses who have been at the center of a number of political scandals. And Forrester is going to try to make the case that New Jersey's high property taxes are directly linked to the significant number of scandals that have been going on under the McGreevy administration than after.
Now both nominees are turning away public funding. Do you think we can expect a race to set the record this time around?
Well, consider, keep in mind that Forrester, I believe, set the record for the primary at close to $10 million. And then, of course, Corzine set the record for the U.S. Senate at $60 million. So let's put it this way. If you've got stock in commercial broadcast companies, they will make out like bandits. However, how will the public fare in terms of the quality of civic debate? It remains to be seen.
Well, you know, we had a bitter campaign, and yesterday's turnout was light despite that. Do you think voters are engaged in this election?
Well, I think there may be a point at which if you spend so much money that you actually suppress voter turnout, we'll have to see. Of course, there's not much else going on around the country in terms of, you know, big political races. So we've got, of course, the business, in New York City between Bloomberg and whatever Democrat is finally chosen. And then, of course, this gubernatorial contest. So it may attract national attention. We'll have to see if local voters care.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley. You can hear more on the New Jersey election on the Brian Lehrer Show. Bob Henley will be taking your calls with Brian at 10 this morning.